With the manhunt over, the investigation into the Boston bombing has turned into a search for a motive. An interrogation team is poised to question 19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev once he recovers enough to talk. But there's no escaping the weaknesses in America's homeland security apparatus. Exposed by the Marathon attack. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
With the lone remaining Boston bombing suspect lying in a hospital bed under heavy guard, thoughts are turning to why the brothers staged the attack and how authorities missed the warning signs. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The ball was dropped in one of two ways. The FBI missed a lot of things as one potential answer, or our laws do not allow the FBI to follow up in a sound, solid way. There was a lot to be learned from this guy. He was on websites talking about killing Americans. He was clearly talking about radical ideas. He was visiting radical areas. And the fact that we could not track him has to be fixed. It's people like this that you don't want to let out of your sight. And this was a mistake. I don't know if our laws are insufficient or the FBI failed, but we're at war with radical Islamists and we need to up our game.
Attention is focused on the fact that the older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, had previously come to the attention of the FBI, who questioned him in 2011 at the request of a foreign government believed to be Russia, and that he'd recently spent time in Russia's volatile Caucasus region. The area harbours separatist rebel groups and the Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says the pressure cooker bombs used in the Marathon attack are one of their weapons of choice. Though the Chechen rebels' beef is with Russia, Congressman McCaul says they're known to work with al-Qaeda, and he suspects the older brother received some kind of training.
He comes back. One of the first things he does is puts up a YouTube website throwing out a lot of jihadist rhetoric. Clearly something happened, in my judgment, in that six-month time frame. He radicalized at some point in time. Where was that and how did that happen? I'm very concerned that 6 months was very important. So why is this FBI interview important? Because if he was on the radar and they let him go, he's on the Russians' radar, and why wasn't a flag put on him?
Some in the intelligence community are surprised there haven't been more attacks like this one on soft targets since security was tightened after September 11. Richard Clark has advised two presidents on terrorist threats and worries the Boston Marathon bombing might have changed the equation.
Now that people have seen what two men can do with easily obtained materials, close down a city, get the president of the United States to show up, other people around the country who have been radicalized have watched this, and they're going to wonder, is there a way now that I can do this?
Debate about how the surviving suspect should be treated from here on in is already in full flight. There are calls for him to be deemed an enemy combatant, which would give him the same legal status as Guantanamo Bay detainees. But others insist that as a naturalised US citizen, he's entitled to a civilian criminal trial. The state of Massachusetts has no death penalty, but if it was a federal trial, that punishment would be available. Adding to the sense of disbelief surrounding the events of the past week is the revelation that the brothers had been hiding in plain sight. The younger one, Jahar Tsarnaev, even went to a party on his university campus in the days after the Marathon bombing. This is Jane Cowan reporting for AM.